Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom to Mom Radio Show, your time of encouragement, mom to mom. I'm Cindy Rushton, your hostess. We have a great show planned for you today. You want to see our show notes? We'll see them on our website at www.momtomomradioshow.com. And while you're online, drop by our website at www.cindyrushton.com. Ready for a new show? Well, grab a big cup of tea, settle in for a bit. It is now time for another Mom to Mom Radio Show. Well, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing this morning? Can you believe it's another week? It's another show. It's another time. Can you believe it? I can't. I'll tell you what. Yesterday kind of caught me off guard because it felt like Sunday for some crazy reason. What do y'all think? Oh, today is definitely Tuesday, but it feels like Monday to me. For those of you who are trying to get into the chat room, I just want to say welcome to you guys. Guess what? I'm having some technical difficulties this morning, and I haven't been able to get the chat room open. Maybe it'll start right here. I hope it will. And so, because today I really think today is the perfect show to have you guys in the chat room asking questions, especially after I finish today's presentation. You'll definitely want to be in there in case you have some questions, because guess what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about getting fit and healthy. I have to tell you guys a little background on why this is the particular show for today. As some of you know, I have been hitting a big New Year's resolution this year. It has been a New Year's resolution I have had for many years. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm not the kind of person that it takes me many years to hit something that's a goal and make it happen. I really do work hard to attack the different different goals and get them done. And yet, one of the things I battled with for many, many years has been getting fit and healthy. And I say I battled it, I haven't done it. I actually had it on the list, and it was a nice wish and a nice resolution, but it wasn't an action for me. And so today I'm going to share about that, because guess what? I'm going to announce this now. I'm now 58 pounds less than I was in January. My goal, guess what, was 50 for the year. So I'm really proud. We still have 4 months in the year, and I'm looking forward to what happens in the next 4 months. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm going to share today some of the things that I have been learning so that you can come alongside of me on the journey, and I really think it'll really bless you and help you, especially for some of you who have battled like I have with thinking, what do I do? Where do I begin? I was really, really, really in a mess physically. Some of you know my journey, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get kicked off in a few seconds, but some of you know my journey and how much of a battle all of this was for many, many years. And so I am so excited to say that I'm getting closer than ever now. So we are over the hump, and we're on the way down the hill. And I'm really looking forward to all the things that God's going to teach me through this. And my prayer today is to come alongside of you and to give you some tips that will help you get fit and healthy. Well, before we get going, I do have a little bit of a few announcements that I want to make. First of all, I want to welcome all of you to Mom Radio Show. If this is your first time to listen to us, we have a website that you can find us, where you can find us. You can find us at MomToMomRadioShow.com. You can also listen to us regularly or subscribe to our feed at the iTunes Music Store. All you have to do, if you've got iTunes, look on your sidebar, and if you see the iTunes Music Store, click on that, and then do a search for Mom to Mom Radio Show or for Cindy Rushton, and subscribe to our show there. Oh, goodness, we have got all the archives for the last 5 years there at iTunes, and so don't miss it, because we've got shows on a little bit of everything there, and I just really think that it will minister to your heart, and I hope that it will encourage you as a mom, a woman, and that you will know you've got a friend long distance, because that's what I am. I'm your buddy. So if you want to dial in, we do have a listener call-in line. Our number here is 347-215-7321. You can take us on the go, or you can even call in. And today may be the perfect show for you to call in and maybe give your ideas or give some feedback or ask your questions. If I know the answer, I'll share it with you. Like I said, I am just on this journey to get fit and healthy myself, and I don't consider myself to have known it all, but I can tell you that some of these things will make a big difference for you. And so speaking of that, I'm just going to dig into the show today. It's kind of funny because I was asking my husband as I was planning my calendar, I said, goodness, I don't know what I should do for that show. And he said, Cindy, it's obvious. You need to talk about getting fit and healthy. You need to share some of the things that you're doing, because there's probably friends of yours who are going to want to know what you're doing, and they can obviously get going on the path towards health and fitness. And, you know, you guys, I just want for you guys to just get the picture. I have had 100 pounds to lose. That is, so we're talking about a big mountain that was before me. And so he knows that to get to the point of it being at 58 pounds, bye-bye, he feels like that is something I really need to share with you guys. So I'm excited to be talking a little bit about the thing that's kind of been on my mind a lot lately. And some of you who have listened to me probably seen it filter into the craziest of topics. But it's a good example of a lot of things, because I'm learning a lot about all of life from this one goal, from moving towards this one goal. Well, you guys, again, the topic today is get fit and healthy. And as I mentioned just then, yeah, I started out January 1st, 100 pounds overweight. 100-pound goal was my goal for really 2 years is what I was wanting. I was wanting at least 50 pounds this year and 50 pounds the next year. I thought that was pretty reasonable. I thought it was something that had to be doable. But you want to know what happened? The first 6 months into this, I immediately lost like 20, 25 pounds just by some of the things I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. But then I got at a standstill, and it was that same plateau, that same standstill I've been at years and years and years before. And you know what? I was so tempted at that point to throw my hands up and say, I just don't know. Maybe I'm stuck at this weight. Maybe I need to be happy being fluffy. You know? And I say that totally jestingly, because my daughter always told me, Mom, I don't want you to be a skinny mama. I like for you to be fluffy. Well, thank you. That's a nice compliment, I think. And so I didn't want to be stuck there. And at that time, I hired a trainer, which, by the way, if you can get a good trainer, by all means, I can't tell you the difference she made for me. Really has done an amazing job. She's come alongside of me, and that's where we've seen everything start to move. And I'm talking about move for good. And it's nice to have that accountability. Of course, I do have a point that I'm going to be sharing with you about tuning out negativity, because you got to be careful. You want somebody who's positive, who helps you to set goals, who helps you stick by them even when it's tough. And so anyway, I do recommend that up front. I am not a trainer. I am just a girl who is telling you my testimony. Do y'all know what I'm saying here? I am sharing with you what is working for me, and I am sure, I am positive that in another 50 pounds, I'm going to probably have another whole story. And so today, let me just dig in. Here are some things that have helped me this year. And I got to tell you guys, 58 pounds less. My blood pressure now is at 20 points on top and bottom less than it was. And that was really what was scaring me to death, you guys. And also, this weekend, I proudly announced that I went to try on some clothes, and I was thinking, you know, these clothes are so baggy, the ones that I've just gotten. And I went to try on clothes, and I was hoping to be able to size down, but you know how some of that is. And I was needing a pair of blue jeans, too. And so I was just praying for one size. Please don't let me be discouraged, because I know that discouragement in the dressing room more than I can articulate, you guys. And I went in, Harold and I went shopping, and guess what? I was delighted to be able to say that I had lost two more sizes. So that's four since January. What are we doing? How are we doing it? Well, the first thing I want to share is that I had, in January, I was at a place where I knew there needed to be a change. In December, over Christmas, we probably should have just videoed some of it. I remember having a struggle just standing up, cooking, and being on my feet all the hours that I had to be on my feet. It was killing me. Literally, my back was hurting. Of course, some of you know that a couple years ago I had a back injury, which set back some of my fitness goals, and I had a whole year and a half of recuperating from a back injury that happened for nothing. I'm telling you, all I did was bend over, and bam, everything went out, and it was not a little out. It was messed up. I was in pain for a year and a half, so my back was hurting at Christmas. I was miserable. And I thought, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to cook Christmas dinner again. And for some of you who know me, you know that I evaluate my life really heavy in December. And I set major goals. I go over all the things that I'm going to do with my business, what I'm going to do with my finances, and what I'm going to do with my spirituality, what I want to achieve with my quiet times. I look at what I want to do with my kids, what some of my life goals are, things that I haven't experienced that I want to learn and do. And so as I was looking in December, you know, I was hurting so bad that I said, you know what? What's interesting, it took me 3 years to get out of $100,000 worth of debt. In the last, how many years have I written? How many books and how many recordings have I taught? How many seminars have I taught? How much have I accomplished? And yet I have this mountain before me, and I've left this mountain just loom before me. And seriously, you guys, I was at a place where I was defeated by an enemy that was of my own making. It was of my own making, because you see, I love food. You have to know, I always love cooking. I love lattes. More on that in a minute too. You guys are going to love this. But I love lattes. I love, you know, one of my things I loved was getting to go out with my husband to dinner and for us to just powwow and talk. So I mean, it's part of romance. You know what I mean? I realized very soon into this that it was actually a part of everything I did. You know, I was living to eat and not eating to live. And I know you hear that, but I was at a different place that I knew was not a glory and an honor to God. Now, I'm not going to be getting on anybody about glory and honor to God right now, because I know where some of you are. And it was it's exactly where I was then. And I want to tell you where I was in January. I was at desperation. I was desperate for a change, and you know what? I had to make a decision that this was going to be the year, that this mountain would start to crumble before me, that I would attack this mountain, and this one would not loom before me any longer, that this one would not take me. It was taking so much from me. It was taking not only my health, which is obvious, it was taking away my life. Because there were so many things I couldn't do. I have to tell you guys, 2 weeks ago, we did something that was so fun. And it's the first time I've done it all my life. We went and got paddle boats. For some of you who are on YouTube, check out youtube.com/Cindy Rushton, and you will see I was really pedaling the paddle boats. And the funny thing is, my husband whined about it. Don't tell him I said that. But he whined about it, but I could have kept going. Because I'm proud to say that this year I have built that up. Now I can do things I've never been able to do. I'm talking about even when I was skinny, I wasn't able to do this because I was a flabby skinny, if y'all know what I'm saying. And flabby is just flabby skinny is as bad as flabby. Y'all know what I'm saying? It's just as bad. I'm talking about this year. I said, you know what? I have no more time to waste. I am desperate for change. And I'm not talking about the change that Obama is promising he's going to give our culture. No, 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 no. I think some of you know I'm not talking about that, and I'm not going to ditz on Obama. What I'm saying is our government can't give us change. Our government can't give us health. Our government can't give us fitness. They're not the answers. The answer is somewhere there in between our ears, in our mind, and our resolution to say, you know what, this is it. This is the one I'm going to hit, and I'm not going to let another year go by not doing this. Now, I know we're in September. I know very well we're in September. But has this been a resolution for you? Maybe it was on your January resolutions, and maybe you've been hitting it some. Today's the day to get desperate. That's the first thing. Number two is make it a priority each day. I mentioned earlier that the first 20, 25 pounds pretty much came off, and I would say it's from me beginning to fast and diet from my lattes. I thought they were my biggest problem, which actually I'm going to share with you in a second what was really the bigger problems, but because I was surprised. It wasn't what I assumed was my biggest problem. Actually, I've looked at the calorie and the fat grams, and they really weren't where everything was coming from. Now, they're part of the problem in that I would rather drink a latte than eat a meal at that time in my life. I mean, for years now, that's been how I've been, because it would kind of hold me off. It would give me some caffeine, a little punch of energy, or so it would seem. They were part of it. But anyway, the first bit, I pretty much lost by getting up the lattes and the Coca-Colas and sweet tea. Now, I'm from the South, and I love sweet tea. I got to tell you something. If you've never had good Southern sweet tea, you've missed a good sugar infusion. But seriously, I want to tell you something. I've done this a million times. I've given them up a million times. And when I looked at this year, yeah, I gave it up for 6 months. And all I saw, the needle on the scale budge was for 20 to 25 pounds. I had 100 pounds to lose to get to a point where I could say, yeah, I feel good about this. Now, that doesn't mention I probably want an additional 10 pounds after that, which I've pretty much said already I'm going for that at this point. But to get there and only have lost a fourth of it, and it was bouncing between 20 and 25, do y'all know what I'm saying? I was getting discouraged. And I remember that place where I was of feeling like, what more can I do? Which at that time, I was doing what everybody told me. I was doing what everybody told me I should do. You know, exercise 3 times a week, do some cardio then, and maybe do a little strength training. You know, of course, I had been, and this is not dissing on Curves, but I had been a member of Curves for like 5, 6 years and didn't lose an ounce. I mean, it kept fluctuating back and forth, and you know, I was just not getting there. So in June, I was, again, still at desperate. Did I mention that was the first place, the first point? You got to stay desperate to keep it all moving, you know what I mean, to keep on going. But anyway, in June, I saw one of, well, I guess it was May, I saw one of my friends, and I have not seen her in a while, and she looked fabulous. And I said, you know, what are you doing? She's just had a baby not too long ago, and she looked great. And she said, well, I hired a trainer. And she said, feel. And she let me feel her muscle in her leg. And I was thinking, I am so covetous of that muscle. I have been exercising for 6 months now, or almost 6 months, and there's no muscles forming here. And she said, you need to hire a trainer. She said, it has changed me. She said, there's something about her knowing your body, helping you to reach for your goals. She said, do you know Riley Winkle? I said, yeah, I do. And see, I had been on Riley's TV show before, and I have seen Riley and her husband Steve, and her kids are friends with my kids. I've seen them around so much, and I just love them. I mean, they are friends that I just adore. And yet, I didn't even think about that. Riley was doing training. Actually, I didn't even think I could afford it. And you know, I thought that's just something that only movie stars could afford, right? Well, no. You would not believe the difference in working with her the first week. Let me tell you what she did, and it changed me forever. There were two things she told me that day, and I'll talk about that in just a little, the second one more. It's stop making excuses. I'm going to talk about that in just a second, so hold on. But the first thing she told me, she said, okay, Cindy, tell me your lifestyle. Let me hear what you're doing, what your life is like. And I told her, you know, how busy I was, all the things I had going on. I said, you know, it's really frustrating. I don't have time to just be at the gym all day long. And she said, you don't have to. What you have to do is make it a priority every day. And I must have had that glazed over deer in the headlights look on my face, because I was thinking, how can I do this every day or make it a priority every day to be to work on exercising and to work on my fitness and to work on my health. I told her, I said, I don't even have time to think about what I'm eating. I said, I need a plan that will tell me what to do so I can just do it. And I said, I'll do it. I said, but, you know, I really don't have a lot of time to think about this. And she said, Cindy, the first thing you're going to have to really think through and pray out is whether this can be a priority, whether this can be your priority. And when she was talking about that, she said that she took me back through her life. She began working out when she was 7, 8 years old. And she said that it is always the first thing she puts on her calendar every single day. The very first thing she puts on her calendar every single day. She schedules it in first. She said, if it looks like my schedule is all full, guess what I typically do? She said, I get up earlier and I do it then. And she said, or I stay up later and make sure it happens before I go to bed. She said, but typically before the day is going. She said, because otherwise sometimes the day will get going and you'll intend to do it and you won't get around and you'll be too tired and you'll have to go to bed. And she said, it's better to just schedule it in first. Fit it in, no excuses. And little did I know what she was about to do to me. She wanted, at that week, she told me to make sure that I had my fitness to where I would go and walk, just walk. It wasn't anything. I thought she's going to make me do something terribly difficult like ab workouts. Do y'all know what I mean? And she told me, she said, I want you to get on the treadmill. I want you to go and walk every day for 3 days a week for 30 minutes. Every week, make sure you do it every single, like every other day, make sure you're doing it three days a week, 30 minutes, period. Little did I know the next week she was going to also, and she's also going to show, the next week she wanted me to make sure that I had it still going 3 days a week, 30 minutes. And she wanted me to look at my heart rate for the first time. I'd never even thought about heart rates. You know, and let me tell you what a difference that makes. That makes a huge difference when we're talking about really burning the fat, because I had no clue that to get really a good burn and to really exercise well, that our heart rates did need to get up to about the 80% range, 60 to 80 at the beginning, but 80 if you really want to see a burn. Most nights right now I'm at 90% to 100% burn, and we're really seeing the pounds drop off the last 2 months. So anyway, back to the thing. She told me to make it a priority. I could have never been where I am now had I not made it a priority right at the very, very beginning. And so the first thing is make it a priority. No excuses. I remember the first time I went in, I met with Riley, and we were going over my week, and I was only supposed to do 3 days a week, and I missed it. And I said, but Harold didn't feel good. He just wanted to go home and go on to bed. And she said, well, what happened to you? Don't you have a driver's license? And you have to know, she's so cute. I said, yeah, I do. And she said, well, why didn't Cindy work out? Cindy is a different individual than Harold. He's not. You're two individuals. When Harold doesn't work out, doesn't mean Cindy doesn't work out. It means Cindy makes it a priority. No excuses. And you guys, I just cannot tell you how many excuses I had along the way. I would have the excuses of being too busy. I had the excuses of, well, Harold didn't feel like it, or the excuses of the kids being home. On and on and on. I had as many excuses as I had days that I would miss working out. Do y'all know what I'm saying? So we had to make it a priority with no excuses. There are no excuses. As a matter of fact, now you have to know that I am at 6 days a week. I do cardio strength training Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then all the other sessions are like I do Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday cardio in the mornings, and then every night I do cardio at night. Well, can I tell you, there's no excuses now. I missed one day a couple weeks ago, and she looked at it and she said, well, you know, your off day is not your off day this week. You've got to do it on your off day. You've got to work out on your off day. And there is no excuses. There's no excuse good enough. You know, even when I didn't feel good, I told her I was going through a couple weeks ago. I was kind of at a plateau and not really losing, and I was really kind of agitated because I was really having some hard workouts, but I wasn't losing again. And I told her I was really aggravated, and I said, I just haven't felt good. I just really don't feel good. She said, but see, that's no excuse not to work out anymore. It used to be. You still do it. And she said, there's going to be times where the needle doesn't budge, and you can't let that be your motivation and your encouragement. You've got to keep on doing it because it's the right thing, and you press on through those times. And you know what? Pressed on through that, had about another week of just blues, and then the weight just popped on off again. I don't know what my body thinks. I don't know what my body's doing, but you keep on pressing on, and you make it a priority every day. That's the second thing. The next thing is to change day by day, choice by choice. This is where the rubber really meets the road. You know, I see a lot of fad diets. In fact, I've done pretty much all of them, except a few that I thought, I can't do that. That just disgusts me. And there are a few I haven't done, but most I have tried, and I think it goes back to my earliest memories of my mother and her health and fitness. Go back to my mother. I remember one day coming in, and my mother had decided she was going to do belly dancing, and she even had the little things that go ching, ching, you know. She was belly dancing. I remember laughing so hard because it was just funny. She did the grapefruit diet. I mean, I saw this all with my mother. She lived off of Tabs, and the Tab is a soft drink, and you know, as far back as I remember seeing that. And so I saw the fad diets, and boy, it wasn't long until, you know, I was an adult, till I was doing things. I was even actually doing some things when I was in high school, believe it or not, as skinny as I was. But I did all the fad things. But one thing I can tell you is they're never permanent, and they always damage your body. They always set you back from your real goals, because that's not how we will really get fit and healthy. We have to change our lifestyles. Our culture today has a fat lifestyle, an unhealthy lifestyle. And even the skinny people, if you look, the skinny people, and there may be some of you even listening. I'm not meaning to diss on you and call you a skinny person, but even those who are skinny and look thin, you still have to see where their health is. Are they sick all the time? Do they have no energy? Do they have no strength? Do things wear them down? Are they irritable? Hello? They're no healthier because our culture has an unhealthy lifestyle. But there's a way. You know, I remember years ago hearing Way Down. And see, I've done that one too. I've got the set, paid my $110, whatever it was back then, and did it. And, of course, our Way Down was led by a lady who had no follow through. We did, I think, the first session like five times because she kept starting it over and starting it over, couldn't get it all down and do all of her homework, and so she'd start it over. I'm serious. It was a flop, a total flop, even though it had a good concept. But I remember hearing Gwen Shamblin five different times on video talking about how that skinny people or people who are, and she, I think, even used skinny, skinny people eat different than fat people. Well, that's nice to know, but also healthy people live totally different than skinny or fat people. They have a totally different lifestyle. And it takes changing our lifestyle to truly see real change. You know, one of the things that really did that, I'm telling you, upset me, right? I guess it was about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks in to training. She did what I had told her I absolutely could not do, and that was I could not devote any of my time to having to worry about what to eat, that I needed to get in shape by my fitness and by working out. I told her this. I just couldn't think about what to eat, and she made me start writing down in a journal my things I was eating, which now are absolutely hilarious, the things I thought were really healthy. And so anyway, the funniest thing, what she told me, she said, I want for you to keep a diary, and I want for you to look up the fat grams and the calories and fat grams on each of the things you eat. Boy, when I had to look it up, and by the way, if you're wondering how could you do that, I use, on my iPhone, I use CalorieKing.com, and I have it right there. Pretty much where all I have to do is open the window back up, and I'll look up whatever it is by its portion and by its name. There are many of the restaurants that you have are listed in Calorie King, like even ones that you're afraid to go to because you really deep down know that it's really a restaurant that's bad for you, like Cheesecake Factory. One of my favorites in the whole world, I have to do it to date. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, long story short, she made me start looking up the fat grams and the calories. I was supposed to keep my calories between 1,300 and 1,700. This is not to say all of you do, because that's one of the reasons I really think a trainer is necessary, because they can look at you, they can look at your lifestyle, they can look at your body, they can look at everything about you and tell you where you really need to be. But typically, a lot of these diets I am seeing, let me type that in. She's wanting to know that website. It is CalorieKing.com, and I didn't put the www, or it would be clickable. Anyway, going back to this, she told me to keep my calories between 1,300 and 1,700. Keep it fluctuating. Don't get anything set. See, I'm bad to want to be a set person, and if there's one thing you might want to know is being set can get your body into a lull to where your body won't keep losing. Somebody's going to love this in a few minutes whenever I talk about this, because this is one big key for where I'm at right now. I see it. It's big. But anyway, we began counting the fat grams, and boy, I was stunned. Stunned. Actually, we did the numbers for Arby's chicken salad. See, my husband was determined that was good and healthy. Oh, my goodness, you could have eaten two Big Macs for one of those Arby's chicken salad sandwiches. Crazy things I just never even knew were really bad for me. I love, more than anything, I love a grilled chicken Caesar salad. Thought that was my healthiest food I ate, and it was probably one of my most fatty foods I ever ate. Do y'all know what I mean? And again, going back to my lattes, I thought that my biggest problem was that I was drinking a latte in the afternoon every day. And many times I'd try to pop my weight and I would get off of that, you know, I would stop drinking my lattes and my Coca-Colas and my teas, and I would see some change, but about 20, 25 pounds of it. You know what I'm saying? Not really like the whole 75 other. I would get to that stopping point. And then, of course, I had a weakness for it and I wanted it, and I didn't know that there were options, and that brings me to the thing of changes day by day, choice by choice. I didn't know there were options that were out there, or that they would taste good anyway. Like, for example, you know, I said I love my lattes, and seriously, going back to being, you know, one of the things that I was mentioning earlier about it has to be a lifestyle. It has to be something you can do for life, not just something you do to get the weight off, because if it's something that you do just to get the weight off and then you change back, you know what's going to happen. It's just common sense. If you change back, you're going to gain it back. It has to be something that we can do for the long haul. It has to be something that we can do after we lose the weight, if we're going to keep the weight off, if we're going to keep fit and healthy. Does that make sense? Should. You know, like, for example, a latte, I had no idea that, like Starbucks, for example, they have my favorite lattes in the world, and I'm hoping I'm not messing somebody's diet up by talking about food here, right here, but they have the cinnamon dolce latte. I love it. I mean, I love it. And I mean, I'm talking about, you ride by Starbucks, my body zones in, and it's like magnetic going towards Starbucks. I have to know that about myself. And, you know, I remember checking out at Barnes & Noble with a Starbucks, and they were like, do you want a latte? I said, boy, I wish I could have one. I started a diet. I can't do it. They said, yes, you can. I said, what do you mean? And they said, no, I don't think you understand. I really can't. I said, I'm not able to cheat on it. You know, my logs are being checked by my trainer. And she said, no. You could easily, she said, which one do you like? I told her cinnamon dolce latte. She said, that's easy. She said, you know what? She said, we have the sugar-free syrup. And she said, what you can do, she said, and I told her I couldn't have caffeine either because I quit that back in January. But anyway, she said, get a decaf, skinny latte with no whip. And she said, there's The only calories that are left are from the skim milk, which is about 150 calories for a venti. And so anyway, there was no sugar. There's when you're talking about skinny, it's made with skim milk and sugar-free syrup, and of course the whipped topping is fattening, by the way. And so with no whip, it doesn't have to have all that. And it's so fabulous. In fact, I think every day that we were in Nashville this past weekend, I got one. But guess what? It was milk. I'm joking. You know what? I've realized that if you'll just ask, you might be surprised what different businesses have already got that are great choices that taste, even to me, better than some of the choices that you have that are on the regular menu. Like, for example, you know, this I'm going to come back to this in just a little bit. Like, I even went to Carrabba's, which Carrabba's is like, you could just say, the fat place, and you would be good by calling it that. But Carrabba's, their chef made me a special dish. Now, I'm going to talk more about this in a few minutes. But, you know, it was choice by choice. I could just go in to restaurants, and I could just take what they give me. And I remember even one of the first meals that I had that I wrote down really looked at my chart, and I guess maybe I just wasn't thinking, because I think there's a mindset shift that has to take place, that we have to shift in that mindset to be able to really see some change. And I wasn't there at the beginning. I think that mindset, I just didn't ask, I didn't demand. I don't want to be a demanding that customer. That's not what I'm talking about. But I didn't ask and require stuff. I just took what I got. And I think that's so how we are in our culture. And I'm not like that as a person typically, but with my food, I was. Now, I know that you can go and eat out and you can ask them to make things a certain way. We know that you can ask for your steak to be medium or rare or well or whatever you want, however you want it cooked. But you can also ask them to put things like butter, like keep your butter, please. I don't want your butter. The one thing I learned this on was the sweet potato. We went to eat out at Logan's restaurant, and it was one of the first days, and I just typed in what they gave me and figured up all my numbers. And when really looked at it, she said, Cindy, why did you have a sweet potato with butter? And she said, all your other calories during that day, you kept them real low and you kept your fat grams real low. She said, why did you do a whole thing with butter? Did you just want that? I said, no, they brought it out like that to me. She said, Cindy, you can ask them to hold it, to put it on the side, anything like that. You know, the other day, just to tell you an example of being able to eat out and make something work, we went to a Mexican restaurant in our area, and I love their food, but the first day I went, I still wasn't thinking, because I'm having to learn to think different, and I'm talking about not like a skinny person, the person that puts half their food in a box that rots in the refrigerator. Yeah, right, you know, that kind of made me eat my food because I didn't want to waste it. Do y'all know what I'm saying here? No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is thinking like a healthy person, the person who cares and who says, I'm caring about my health and I'm paying you. I want for you to care about my health when I eat out too. But anyway, the first time I ate Mexican, I just ate some fajitas. I left there kind of hungry, ate a couple of tortillas with some salsa because I thought that's not as bad as the cheese. And I looked at my numbers and they were okay. And when I took it back to Riley, she said, hey, Cindy, you can eat some different things here. You don't have to do without. Here's how you can eat at a Mexican restaurant. And so I'm having to learn to think different. And like the other day, guess what? Harold wanted to go eat Mexican again, and I said, okay, grinding my teeth. And I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. And the Lord put on my heart, Cindy, they have taco salads. Tell them to put everything on the side, like all the sour cream and cheese and guacamole, all that on the side. And then you can dabble at it if you want a taste of it, but put everything else on the plate. And they did. That even a Mexican restaurant will make your food if you just make those choices. You know, I think it's a choice day by day. It's a choice of whether we're going to make a choice in certain foods that we're going to maybe take that few minutes to think and to think through how to make it more healthy, or whether it is making a choice of whether we're going to get up and get out there and get busy working out. It's a choice even down to where I'm going to put my finances. Like, am I going to buy a good pair of shoes that keep me from, like right now I'm needing another pair of tennis shoes. I'm actually going to go this afternoon to get a new pair because I wore out my Asics. I'm so proud of myself. But, you know, am I going to invest in another pair of tennis shoes so that my feet don't hurt and so that my a lot of times when my tennis shoes wear out, they tend to twist my ankle a little bit when I'm running or when I'm walking. It's that kind of a difference. Am I going to just invest in another pair of tennis shoes? You know, I used to have no qualms of investing in a latte, and yet about 2 weeks of lattes is another good pair of tennis shoes that's going to last you for another 6 or 8 months. Hello? Y'all know what I mean? It's choices, day by day. You know, we change day by day, choice by choice. And one of the things that the Lord really put on my heart was to look at every day or every week to have some goal of something that if it's bad for me, I let it go. Like, for example, I obviously knew this in January that I had to get rid of the caffeine. Caffeine was making me hurt. In fact, part of the problem I was mentioning at the beginning of the show of having a hard time cooking Christmas was my joints were real achy. Now, part of it would happen to be the 100 pounds overweight, but part of it is also the tannin in the soft drinks and tea. That tannin, if you're having a lot of achy joints, goodness, the best thing you could do today is get to drinking some water and maybe a juice if you just got to have something sweet. But water and get rid of the Coca-Colas, the soft drinks, the coffee, the tea. Let it go and see if you don't feel better in about a month. It's just one change, but it makes a world of difference. Same thing, you know, I did let go of a lot of the vices bit by bit. There were some that went slower than others because they had a stronger hold on me. And now I'm finding that now my biggest thing I'm doing at this point 9 months later is adding new things. Like, and it's hard. It's really hard to push yourself unless you have in your mind ahead of time, going back to that first point of being desperate, that I've got to take this mountain down. It's hard to make some of the choices, like beefing up your heart rate or you know, trying a different machine or trying a different workout. You know, those things are hard choices to make unless some things are settled that I'm not going to settle short of the goal. I'm going to do it. I'm going to meet that goal day by day, choice by choice. You know, the thing that I think is really tough is that there are going to be tough times. There are going to be times where we don't see the needle move or we feel like we're just sitting there in that lull. And yet that's when I truly believe that we need to just buckle down and say, I'm going to stick with this. Usually, you know what's going to happen? If you beef it up just a little bit more, like, for example, one of the things that really does with me, she this past week in particular, she knew my goal by the wedding. I wanted to lose another 25 pounds. Actually, I've already lost 5 of them, so I would take another 25. Just kidding. But no, seriously, my goal was 25 more pounds by the wedding, which is in October. It's October 24th. And so this past week, she took me and we went over a old workout. She has a different workout every week, which is something to think about, you guys, because for me, and I think this is very common for other people, you know, if you look at the real fit and healthy, the people who are really fit and healthy, the ones who are, you know, I'm talking about, they are your models. Typically, they never do the same thing from day to day. They change things up. They constantly are pushing it. You know, one thing really was telling me was that she wanted to see me get a real cardio workout every time I did a cardio workout. So that means 6 nights a week. That means those 3 mornings a week that I'm doing cardio, we're getting a real cardio workout. And that means she wants me pushing it. And where she wants me to be is about 160 on my heart rate, where I think the average for my, where it says for my age is about 144 on the machines and in all the things where you calculate it. But the 160 is where I started seeing the weight really start to melt off. the fat start to melt off. And she wants that pushed. And see, like this past week, she shocked my body. Instead of doing the same basic, you know, 12 reps for my strength training, she did 20 and moved my weight up. It was a tough, grueling workout Friday. But guess what? I left there feeling amazing, and my body had some stuff stirred up. And you know what? My endurance was built that much. It was furthered that much. I could tell whenever I worked out that night and did my cardio, I was stronger than I was the day before. And this was even back-to-back with my workouts. It was before my rest day. It's day by day a change every day. Something that you're doing, you're keeping on moving, you're keeping on pushing it. You know, the biggest thing I see that keeps us from this is we either get content or we get frustrated. And we can't get content when we see a little bit of change, or we'll get stuck there. And we can't get frustrated, or guess what? We'll go backwards. So change day by day, choice by choice. Another thing is get up and get moving. And I probably should have said this earlier in what I was saying, because actually one of the things that I had to deal with was that I thought all through the years that maybe it was what I was eating. And you know what I would do? I would do what typically all of us tend to do. I would cut back on my food. I got to a point where I couldn't cut back much more on my food. But what I was taking in, let me tell you, it was not good. And I know you probably hear people say, oh, it's not good, I binge eat. No, I didn't binge eat. Let me tell you what I would do with my food. I would eat things, and it would be funny how when I look back, my choices were things that happened to be very fattening, but they included things that really I needed in my diet all during the day. See, what my diet basically looked like before January was my diet included waking up, getting me a Coca-Cola or a cup of coffee, and whenever I would drink on that during the day. If it got empty, I would refill it. I typically would not eat till about 4 or 5 in the evening, and then I would go and get me a nice salad if I was on a diet. Otherwise, I'd get things like, and God forbid me even thinking of doing this, I remember time after time that Harold and I would go and we would get, like, wings. They look like little bitty things. Didn't have much meat at all in them. But you know what? Each wing is 14 grams of fat, not counting what you dip it in. And ranch is the worst offender. Now, do I eat ranch now? Yes. I don't like diet ranch. The low-fat ranch, I don't like it, but I don't eat like I used to. I would gob this stuff on, and boy, I can only imagine that each wing was probably a good, you know, 20 grams of fat apiece. And to lose weight, you have to be between 25 and 30 grams of fat. There are some days I'm between 20 and 30, somewhere in there. I fluctuated out just based on what I happened to eat that day, and I've seen that's when, how my body is not knowing what it's getting, but it knows it's getting something. And see, my biggest problem I was having was that I would say, oh, goodness, I'm still gaining weight. I'm still gaining weight, and I would slow my eating down. And the worst thing you can do is that. Actually, right now, I'm eating more than I have ever ate. But the kicker is putting that on a schedule and, this point, getting up and getting moving. When I'm talking about getting up and getting moving, you know, you will see, if you watch TV and you watch any of these little programs, there are some that they talk about getting up and getting moving and exercising, and they give you cute little exercise programs. But usually, most of the things on TV like that are trying to sell weight loss, they're typically going to be a pill. They're a big thing that they're going to, even like, I hate to say this, Nutrisystem, and some of you may be using it, and I'm not cutting it down. I don't know it, and I have not used it. However, I do have, I'll tell you a little bit more about what I think in the next point about programs like that. And just a heads up, you do what you can do forever, not something that you have to do to lose the weight, because if you do it to lose the weight, you're going to have to do it forever unless it's really changing your lifestyle again. Okay, I'll come back to that in a minute. But, you know, usually what they sell is a product that can change your behavior for a little bit, or that can help you, quote, you know, just lose the weight without having to do anything. I even saw the funniest thing, and I have no idea how they work, but I saw the other day, I think it was yesterday, on TV they had a commercial for these shoes that, while you just walk around doing things, you're going to lose weight because they help you get in shape, these shoes. But you don't really have to exercise or nothing. You can just wear those shoes, and you're going to get in shape. And I thought, oh, my heavens, they have a gimmick for everything. But I want to tell you how you really make change, how you get fit and healthy. The only way you're going to get fit and healthy is to get up and get moving. You've got to have the combination of getting up and getting moving and eating well to be able to have real health and fitness. You know, one of the mistakes I think I made in January before I started working with Really, it wasn't just the fat grams. It was that I wasn't eating on a schedule. And see, I'll come back and talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But I was, again, I started exercising. I thought, that'll help me. That'll help tone things up and get things moving. You know, and I was walking pretty good. I had a pretty good pace and everything. But it's got to be a combination. It's got to be all those things. And the more weight you have to lose, the more important it is that your diet be, that you look at your diet and that you get up and get moving. You cannot lose it any other way. Anything else, they're lying to you. If you will look at the people who are truly fit and healthy, I'm not talking about the skinny ones that are flabby. Again, I'm talking about the ones who are fit and healthy that have, that if you look at what their lifestyle is, they are up and moving, they are exercising purposefully, intentionally, and they're eating well. They're up and doing it. So get up and get moving. Another thing is do what you can do forever. You know, again, there are no pills, there's no gimmicks, there's no special shoes, there's no crazy diets, there's no food kits or shakes that are going to help you to have permanent change. If you really want permanent change, you know what it's going to take. And it's not so bad once you get in the middle of it. You know, actually, I love it. Harold and I, yesterday, he asked me what I wanted to do. Of course, I had, you know, some work I needed to do yesterday. And then after that, it was just me and him. Matthew's in Robin Sage, which, by the way, you guys, pray for him right now because he's in his final phase of training with Special Forces, about to get that Green Beret in another few weeks, actually. We're really proud. But pray for him because this is really – this weekend he goes out on his mission, and we just pray that they have a successful mission. They don't get caught as captives. It's a long story. If they mess up, see, they're going to be rescuing captives. If they mess up, they could be caught and put into like a prisoner of war camp, and we don't want that, you know. But anyway, pray for his success. Pray that he gets a good grade and does very well, and most of all for his safety. But anyway, yesterday, going back to yesterday, we didn't have him at home, and Elizabeth wasn't at home either to see us yesterday. So Harold decided to get the boat and go out to the lake and just have a really relaxing time. He was going to do some fishing. I was going to do some sitting and soaking and just enjoying him and God, you know. And you know, it really hit me that there is a big change in my activity because. You know, before, and as a matter of fact, Harold and I talked about it, before, I just could not do certain things. I couldn't do a lot of things, and I was missing a lot of life. And, you know, I am not interested in taking my time right now to go for a pill. I had someone call me, and I don't want to sound judgmental or anything, but I had someone call me, and they wanted to sell me, like, nutrition shakes. And they said, you know, you will peel the weight off, and, you know, I was listening to him. I said, you know, I just can't do anything I can't do every day. Something I can't do is a lifestyle. I can do oatmeal every day. It doesn't matter where I'm at. In fact, we've been on the road. We were gone for 2 weeks, wasn't it, I believe, to San Francisco. Guess what? Every hotel we stayed in, they had oatmeal in the morning. I could do oatmeal. I could do, you know, some cereal, or I can do a salad. I can do some nice veggies or in grilled chicken or grilled fish. I can do that every day. I can have my snacks with me, like my rice cakes that are no fat, and the caramel ones are amazing. I can do that on the go forever. I can do this. Even the Starbucks, I can do that. They even have options. I can try something different. How about that? I can do that, but I can't do the pills, definitely. For one thing, I remember trying diet pills one time before, and it had my heart palpitating. Last thing I needed with high blood pressure was for me to also have my heart palpitating. Do y'all know what I mean? No, they don't work. The gimmicks, the you know, the fad diets, you know, and I hate to say this, most of the books you're going to see at a bookstore are going to be fad diets. They're fine if you want an occasional recipe to toss up your diet, but That's not going to be how we lose weight. We have to be able to know how to look at food and discern, should this go in my mouth or not? Once you start looking at fat grams, it took me, I guess, about a month, and now I can pretty much look at it and say, that ain't going in my mouth. That is not going in my mouth. See, that's how the fit and healthy start to, that's how they think. It was interesting because, and I'm not saying that, I won't do things ever, because I remember the other day, Rilly and I were talking, and she was talking about, and she is in perfect condition. She was talking about how her husband said, you know what I want? And I was shocked to hear this, by the way, because you have to know her to know how strict she is, but yet she's at a place where she can do things like this. But anyway, her husband said, I would like a chocolate-covered, chocolate-stuffed donut. So they went and got them. And she said they got two boxes, and I was like, "Oh, that is so crazy! That's living so bad and wild. I would gain all my weight back." She started laughing. She said, "You're not there yet," and yet, you know what? One of the things she was telling me, it was kind of funny how different my mindset has changed. And some of you that maybe even further down the road may say, "I wouldn't do that." Well, I just don't know about that. You're not. Anyway, let me tell you what the deal is. She said that when we reached the 50-pound mark, which was my goal by December, remember? Well, I reached it about 2 weeks ago. When I reached that, she said, when you reach that, you can do a whole day of anything you want to do, anything you want to do. For every meal, you're not even going to have to write it down. I was thinking, I can't not write down what I eat and what I'm doing. I don't think I can do that. But anyway, when I reached it, I said, you know, I don't want to use it today. I want to use it for Elizabeth's birthday's coming up this week, and then Matthew graduates. And I said, could I just, and I made a deal with her this past week. I said, could I just use my day instead of one day? Could I just use one time to go to the melting pot with Elizabeth, and then Matthew wanted to go, and he can't be here for Elizabeth's birthday. So when he graduates from getting his Green Beret, we'd like to take him and Whitney there. She said, that's good. You know what? I'm doing it like I would do my money. I realized this past weekend that I'm thinking about things like that, like I did with my money. That's going to cost me. It's going to cost me some working out in between. I don't want to do all that in one day. I don't want to just have a free for all day. That's just not even what I want anymore. But what I would like to do is save up that day, that time where I can get off for that one thing. Now, you know what I would have done in the past? In the past, I would have took my day, and I would have gone and had, well, that's a special day. My daughter just turns 19 one time in her life. Matthew only graduates with the Green Beret one time in our life. You know, and I would have done all of it. I don't do that anymore. So I'm doing what I feel like I can do forever. And this means that, you know, yeah, I can have times like that where I can get off, but we just get back going. We don't get discouraged. We look at that as just an exception, but we don't have an exception every day. We don't even have one every week or even every month. We're doing what I can always do. And speaking of that, I want to talk about some of the things I am doing, because people have asked me, what are you doing? Well, one of the things I'm doing is I'm eating on schedule. Now, I'm not talking about by the hour, but what I'm talking about is I try to have breakfast, a snack, lunch, a snack, and supper. And then really has asked me not to eat anything after supper. For right now, where we're at, where we're trying to really bust this weight to meet some goals. So my last calories are at dinner, but I kind of eat later at night, so it might be that a snack would be okay for some of you, because I eat about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, if that makes sense, if that helps some of you. If you're eating at 5, you may very well. That's a snack time, and so it may be very well that if you're still up, you may want to have a snack. But anyway, for me, just having a schedule, as a matter of fact, really told me that at first she noticed that I was doing what I was told with the with exercising. I guess it was about week 3 or 4 when she moved me into doing 6 days a week, and I was at that time doing 3 mornings of strength training a week. And at that point, she said, Cindy, you're not going to be able to zap this weight unless you eat. You've got to be on schedule. You've got to get yourself on a schedule to where you're eating throughout the day. You need breakfast. You need to keep your, you know, keep keep yourself your sugar levels stabilized throughout the day. And so she put me on a schedule of eating throughout the day, and boy, that makes a big difference. What I usually choose, and this is just kind of how it looks, I'll pull up my little notebook. I typically for breakfast will either do a fruit shake, a fruit smoothie, health smoothie, or I will do my oatmeal. That's really what I like, is oatmeal, maybe a little bit of fruit, depending on if I've either fruit or fruit juice. I also for my snacks, one thing I've been on the pursuit of is looking for fat-free snacks. Like, for example, I love rice cakes. The rice cakes really actually excited me, because at first I was really discouraged that any snack, it seemed, that I had typically chosen in the past were all bad. They were all heavy laden in fats. Read the back of a potato chip bag. Oh, my goodness. It's not just the sodium, it's the fat. I cannot believe how fattening they are. Even the baked ones have some fat in them, so you have to kind of watch your numbers through the day. But when you come to rice cakes, they are amazing. They're fat-free, and I get filled up whenever I eat a few of those, and they make them like little chips. They go check out the rice cakes at your grocery store. The caramel ones are fabulous. They to me are kind of like being able to have caramel corn, but I think they're better than caramel corn. I tried a bite of caramel corn that the kids had one day, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, this is not as good as my rice cakes. Woohoo! So anyway, I try to find things like that. I found a chocolate milk that is fat-free. It's in a carton, and it's a little pricier than a big old thing of chocolate milk, but that's a nice little snack, especially if I'm missing my coffee. The chocolate milk tastes good, and it's fat-free, and it works really good. I say it does my body good. But you can find some good little snacks. Fruit, of course. Everybody knows fruit's great. But I try to have different snacks that I can have that really are not any fat, that they don't add any fat. That's my goal. It's not that that's what she told me to do. It's just kind of my goal to have as little or no fat in the snacks as I can. Then at lunch, typically I try to do some either like a grilled chicken salad, and I say grilled chicken with a salad that does not have all the junk in it. I'm talking about, like, not all the cheese, not all the croutons for sure, not all the, definitely no bacon. You know, the bacon, woo, you talk about packing on some fat grams quick. So I try to have something like that. Or another thing, you know, that I've found that is really good, and this is just for me where I'm at right now, but is trying to find you know, meals that, you know, I went out with my husband, I think it was this past week, we went to get, like, chicken. We have a lot of barbecue places. We went and got the smoked chicken, which is not too bad, and then we got, I was surprised, green beans or baked beans. They're not that bad for your fat grams and all of that. So it does depend on where you go, because there's some of the places that obviously are. But just tossing it up, I love grilled veggies, and you know, we've kind of looked at, okay, what can be the leanest meat? I love things like mahi mahi. I was shocked. It has a typical mahi mahi, a piece of mahi mahi. It's about a gram of fat. That's it, 1 gram. And you talk about making me happy. I love things like that with grilled veggies. It just tastes good. So anyway, find ways that you can schedule in your foods and find things that you like the taste of it. And yet you might be surprised that without the fat, to me, we're finding that without as much fat, the food tastes better, and it makes me feel better throughout the day. And so I do appreciate that now actually I'm eating more than I ever have eaten in my life, because I'm eating on a schedule and I'm eating the best choices. I'm eating healthy foods regularly. Also, another thing, what can you do? Get active. Again, right now, because I have got a lot of weight to lose, she has me doing exercising 6 days a week. I'm actually doing right now, like, on Monday, yesterday, I got up and I did 30 minutes at the gym on strength training. And last night I did another 30 minutes. I actually did my full 30 minutes on my elliptical. Woohoo! It was great. By the way, for some of you who probably followed me a few months back, really put me on the elliptical for one of the first times, and within 2 minutes I was dying. And I remember thinking, if I ever get to 30 minutes, I will have done something. Well, this past week, I not only did 30 minutes for the first time, but I also went ahead and did 40 minutes Friday night. You want to talk about kicking my booty? It did, but you know what? It felt good to really push it. And one of the things I've found that is really helping me is not just doing it regularly, but having an occasional time where I'm just really, really pushing the workout, really getting my heart rate up, or doing it for 10 minutes longer, or trying something that I haven't been doing and trying to do it double what I've done in the past. It really does help to do things that are challenging me. And you know what? I think I can do this forever. But another thing is resting. You know, I have seen a direct correlation between how I feel, how well my body is dropping weight based on how I'm resting. Now, I'm doing a lot of working out right now, basically an hour a day or more. Some days it's more than that. But I'm doing a lot of working out. I'm staying busy with my business. I'm doing a lot with my family. So, you know what? There are days whenever if I don't get enough rest, I can feel it. I don't drop the pounds those days, and I feel sluggish the next day. So I really think that rest is essential just as much as getting active and eating well. I think rest is important. But then also get active and get back into life. Do some things. You know, one of the things that Harold and I have really enjoyed, I mentioned that last week we went out on paddle boats. He was thrilled. He said, you know what, this was really fun. He had never done paddle boats either. But we did it, and we were, you know, because I guess we've been paddling so much stuff at the gym, we didn't get tired. We did good, and it was just fun, very romantic too. You know, my kids have had a blast that mom can now do things with them that for a season I absolutely couldn't have done. Part of it, again, was pulling my back out, remember? But getting active a little bit at a time makes a big difference, and I just think you'll be able to make sweeter memories with your kids. But do what you can do forever. Also, next thing is ask. You just might receive. This is something I have learned. Remember me mentioning earlier about going out to eat with my husband, and one of the first times I'm writing down my numbers and counting my fat grams, and they bring me this potato, and I had forgot to say, don't put the butter on it. It was a sweet potato. And so I sat there and calculated, and I said, I'm just over my fat grams. I ate it all, gone bye-bye. Now, some of you may have been smart enough to say, don't eat it all. But see, I wasn't. I eat it all because I had written the numbers down, and really it was like, Cindy, do you know first of all, you don't have to eat it all. But second of all, say you want a sweet potato and you want some butter, you know, get it on the side so you can put how much you want or how much you really need in it. I said, I don't really want the butter, but I didn't know that I could get it on the side. She said, you can ask them to do it the way you want it. She said, if you're eating out, and by the way, you guys, this 58 pounds has pretty much all been eating out. I very rarely cooked. So, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm too busy. I can't lose weight. I've actually done way better by eating out because I can order it the way I want it and not have to worry about cooking it myself. And so actually I've had a bigger diet, and I'm shocked as to how much these restaurants do try to please people who are trying to get healthy. They don't want to lose that business. Many of them, even if you'll ask them, like we went to – I forget which restaurant it was now. We went to a restaurant, never mind the name anyway, but we went to one the other day that everything on the menu, I was like, oh, my heavens, I don't think I could eat any of this. And I said, the waitress came back out, and I said, do you happen to have a light menu? Sure enough, they pulled out a light menu for me that was fabulous. They had so many choices. I could go eat there every day for a week and not eat the same things and eat really good stuff. And so I think sometimes one of the things that I think was one of my biggest problems was that I didn't know that I could ask for what I wanted and I could receive it. Whether it's things on the side or, you know, like I said, going to the Mexican restaurant, they put everything on my taco salad that was the gooky stuff that, you know, typically I loved in the past, but I cannot have it now. They put it all on the side, and then I could just have a taste of it if I wanted it, and it was so much better anyway. I'm just shocked that more people don't try to eat it that way. I'm shocked that I haven't in the past. I went to, and this is one of the days that it really dawned on me that, you know what, I could ask for what I wanted, was Harold and I were talking. I told him, I said, you know, I guess it had been probably 6 months I had not even had spaghetti in that length of time, but I remembered years ago when I did a diet that did work. It was a real healthy, it was a good diet, and I can't even find the book anymore. But there was this diet I did that worked, and it was real balanced, and all. They had spaghetti on that, and it was homemade spaghetti. And I said, you know, I haven't had any spaghetti in forever. And as a matter of fact, I hardly eat ground beef at all anymore because it's got so much fat in it, it kind of makes my stomach hurt now. Can y'all believe I'm there? I can't believe it. Or maybe that's why we had tummy aches a lot before we actually started getting fit and healthy. Harold had stomach aches all the time, and he used to think it was the salads, like lettuce, and that he couldn't eat salads. And now we find that he eats salads everywhere, but that it was really the dressing and the cheese and the stuff in his salad that had a lot of fat in it. And his body cannot tolerate fat anymore. He has some of it that's just naturally in some of his diet, but the excess, he can't do it without being sick. And so anyway, I was wanting spaghetti, going back to what I was telling you. I was wanting spaghetti, but I thought any of the places you would get spaghetti are going to serve it greasy. It's going to be gross. And the funniest thing, we went to Carrabba's, and I was thinking, I'll just get a salad. I'll just get a salad with no dressing, blah, blah, blah. And the waiter came out, and I said, do you happen to have a light menu? He said, no. He said, but what do you want? He said, I can go talk to my chef, and I can see what he can do for you. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'd love. I'd love some spaghetti, but I can't do all the grease and the butter and all that. I said, is there any way you could maybe make me some pasta and then some marinara and then maybe a meatball? And he said, let me go ask him what we can do for you. He said, I'll see what he can do. He went back there. The guy, he came back and told me that the chef had told him that he could do a whole wheat spaghetti pasta for me, and that he could do my marinara, and he could do my my meatball. Let me look up real quick how many calories all of it. I could not eat all of it. I just have to tell you, because it was huge. Literally, I think I ate about a fourth of what they gave me, because it was such a huge bowl of food. But oh my heavens, you guys, it was fabulous. And let me look up my numbers real quick of what they gave me. Okay, here we go. Carrabba's, they told me it was 265 calories for the spaghetti with marinara, and that would be, I think, 7 grams of fat, and that's the whole bowl, by the way. And then the meatball was like 150 calories with 9 grams of fat. Well, I eat about one half of that. So you're looking at being able to totally, you know, to divide that, about 8 grams of fat. My brain is not thinking, about 200 calories from the meal. And I was stuffed. I was talking to my trainer and telling her, I couldn't believe they did it at Carrabba's. I said, that could be a fat pit. You could fall into that fat pit, because everything they have is delicious. It's all sauces. It's amazing. I know they have a lot of butter. And I said, but the chef took time to make me a good meal that I could eat, and even to help me figure my calories and my fat grams. I can't believe he did that. And she said, Cindy, they will do that for you. Well, I never even knew. I had never asked. I never thought about it. I was never that particular, because, you know, I was just doing what everybody does. And yet, the funny thing, when I was talking to her about that, I noticed the guy who owns one of our best and most amazing, and those who live in the Shoals, you know what I'm saying when I say this name. He owns Riccatoni's, which is our most amazing Italian restaurant, I think, anywhere. And he was walking by, and he works out with Really, and he overheard my conversation. He said, Cindy, we can, you need to come to Riccatoni's. He said, I can fix your meals that you can eat. I said, I just figured Riccatoni's had a big no, don't do this ever again sign. He said, absolutely not. He said, you can tell us what you want. He said, we have the whole wheat pasta. He said, one of the best meals that you could try is our chicken marsala. Now, by the way, you guys, you don't know to hear this, but when I hear say the word chicken marsala, I say ding, 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 because that's what I always ordered in the past. And I thought I would never be able to touch chicken marsala the rest of my life. And he said, come in, tell them to make it light, although he said, tell them to put everything on the sides, and on the side. And he said, he gave me the fat grams and how to do it. And let me tell you something, that's one of my favorite meals, and I don't have to say no to it because I asked. And, you know, if you will ask, you just might receive. Going back to Starbucks, you know, I again thought that I would never, ever in the rest of my life be able to have a latte. I thought I'd never be able to have a latte, but what I was really thinking was, no, I can't live without a latte. I know that I'm going to want one. I might could do a decaf, but I'm going to want a latte because I have that magnetic pull to coffee shops. I love them. And imagine my surprise when they have a whole line. They even have a whole pamphlet. For those of you, if you live near a Starbucks, today you can do this as homework. You can go and check out, and they've got a pamphlet that will tell you exactly how to figure your drinks. If you have something you really like, now some things I can't help you on, like the chocolate, I don't know what to tell you on it. But like my cinnamon dolce latte is basically the calories you get from your skim milk anyway. But it tastes just like the original, fattening, going to make it gain some pounds, cinnamon dolce latte. But you know what? They had the options. They had, again, for those who are just tuning in, with Starbucks, I can go and get my cinnamon dolce latte decaf, and ask them for it to be skinny, meaning no sugar-free skim milk, and it tastes to me better than the original. And see, if I had not asked, I would have thought that either I was being deprived or I would have thought of ways to be able to cheat. I'm just going to tell you, I know me. It has to be something we can live with. And, you know, even IHOP, I have to tell you guys this, even IHOP, we went into IHOP while we were on the road in San Francisco. Really, there was nowhere else. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what would I ever eat at IHOP? And I was eating with Harold's crew and those guys. Harold's just trying to feed them and keep their bellies full so he can keep them working. And I was sitting there thinking, I don't know how I'm going to be able to eat here at IHOP. This is going to be hard. And I walked in, the girl, I asked her, I said, do you have any light? And she said, look at the light menu. And she showed me. They had one of my favorite foods, an omelet. Yeah, they can even make omelets there that are healthy, and they're lower in fat than their normal omelets. And so I was not deprived at all, even at IHOP. One of my favorite places, if you live like close to Atlanta or Tampa or any place that has a Mimi's, anybody who knows when I say Mimi's, if you are familiar with Mimi's, you know that Mimi's, oh my goodness, I thought I would never be able to walk in the building again, because it's kind of like all the other places I love to eat at. It just seems like they would be too fattening, that they would not have food I could eat. And when I went to Mimi's, actually, they have got a light menu that I had a hard time choosing which one thing I wanted to eat. In fact, I could eat breakfast, lunch, and supper there and be happy, because their omelet was fantastic. They have egg white omelet that has, I believe it was broccoli, and I'm trying to remember everything. I mean, it was fabulous, really amazing, enough to travel for, you know. And like they had other meals that were some of our favorites. Now, their muffins are fattening. No matter what you do, their muffins are going to be fattening. But I was even able to eat at Mimi's just because I asked, do you have a light menu? And to me, their light menu was one of the best. It had some of the best food that they serve. So ask, you just might receive. You'll be surprised. Another thing, set goals and reward yourself when you reach them. You know, one of the things in the past, anytime I set goals for anything, like if I set goals for my business, a lot of times we go out to eat, celebrate. Now, we don't do things quite like that anymore. Now, I'll tell you what I did this past weekend. I'm real excited about it. I had met my goal for my 50 pounds in the year and met it the first of September, before September. And I was so excited. And so my trainer had told me there were, that I could have a free day to eat. And, of course, that's good, but I don't really, can you believe this? I don't really want that necessarily. So I'm saving that for when the kids have, like, Elizabeth's birthday and with Matthew's graduation. I'm saving those days. Who knows? I may by that point have reached more goals. But still, that wasn't what I wanted for my goal, for my treat. And what I did, I set a goal, and I said, you know what, I want some new workout clothes. Actually, I needed them because all my workout clothes were starting to get really loose and uncomfortable. And I went this week, and it was such a treat to be able to go and try on clothes. And actually, you know what, my goal was to try on, and get me something a size smaller. Ended up I was two sizes smaller. And what a blessing. You know, and I'll come back at the end and tell you some things that I've seen that are just treats for me, things that I can do and I can see and I can experience now that I couldn't experience or do or see or feel back before we got going. But, you know, my goals, I'm setting goals, and when I reach them, I give myself a deadline, and I am serious about giving myself a treat for it. One of the things we're saving for right now is we're saving for a getaway. When we reach the 100-pound mark, we are planning to go to Hawaii. We've never been to Hawaii. That's a very expensive treat, but that's a very big goal. And my husband and I have determined that when I get to that 100-pound mark, we're setting the date and going to Hawaii. And so I am counting down. That's a big getaway, a big treat. But you know, you set yourself some goals and reward yourself when you reach them. Get some fun treats, maybe some jewelry, maybe a night out, or whatever it is that blesses you. You know, make sure if you meet your big goal, give yourself a deadline and say, you know, I want to reach that goal. Even if, you know, for me, I set my 100-pound mark at giving myself 50 pounds this year and 50 pounds the next year. And we're already at the 50-pound mark the 1st of September. And right now we've got 4 more months to go. Who knows? I think possibly by mid-year next year, we may be on the airplane going to Hawaii, or a cruise one. We're going to go to Hawaii. And so I am so excited. And you know what? It's funny, because all the money I've been saving not eating junky junk and having those lattes every day, the money I've been saving, I can have something huge like that very easy. And so set some goals, set a deadline, and reward yourself for reaching for that goal. And then finally, tune out negativity. I want to tell you something that happened this past, not this past week, but the week before. When I reached the 50-pound mark, actually, I didn't just reach the 50-pound mark. I reached the 53-pound mark on my weigh-in, and obviously, my trainer, she heard me squealing around, jumping around, and I said, guess how much I've lost. I was jumping up and down. I couldn't help it. I was so excited to not just meet the goal in September, not December, not last minute, starving myself over the holidays, you know what I mean, or killing myself over the holidays. It wasn't like anything like what I've imagined, but to reach it in September but surpass it by 3 pounds, I was so excited, and I was sharing with my trainer, well, I'll be a monkey. If one of the trainers standing there, he said, what's the big deal here? And I said, I just reached my goal for the year. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, my goal was 50 pounds, and I said, I set that goal, and I met it. He said, well, I didn't know you'd lost 50 pounds. I said, I've lost 50 pounds since January. Yes, I have done it. And first of all, that negativity just kind of grated me, because I was thinking, I don't have to prove it to you. I've got, my clothes are showing it. Really knows. And so anyway, funny thing is, he said, well, you need to set another goal. I said, I have one. I said, by October 24th, I'd love to see another 20 to 25 pounds gone. He said, that's just not healthy. And really didn't hear him say that. She had walked off to take care of another client, and I just stood there, and I was like, what's unhealthy? What is unhealthy about losing another 20 to 25 pounds versus carrying it around on my behind? I think we're going to go for it. He said, well, that's a lot of weight. I said, it adds up to be about 4 pounds a week. And I said, surely working out 6 days a week, we can pop that on off. And he just had this attitude. He said, that's not healthy. I said, it's not healthy for me to be fat. You know, it's not healthy for me to carry that weight around. And I said, you know, we'll just see how it goes, okay? And then this past week when I lost that 5 pounds more, I was like, oh, this is so good. Yes, yes. Don't let people, and this is where I was saying earlier, I was going to come back to choosing trainers. I would hate to know I was being trained by that guy. First of all, the fact of when I say that I have a goal for something, his goal should be to see me reach for it. Really, she will see to it that I reach it. She will get plans. As a matter of fact, she has plans. When she asks me for my goals, she then sets my workout agenda based on what my goals are. So that means if I'm really wanting to see something by a deadline, a date, 6 weeks out, that she's going to see about, she's going to make sure that my workout is working towards that. Like last week she said, okay, Cindy, I want for you to up your cardio, make sure you're in your range of 160, that's your average, which means that some of the time it's going to be less, sometimes it's going to be more, and that means I'm going to have to really push it. I'm going to have to push it even harder. It works. It works to tune that negativity out. I cannot have that kind of negativity around me. You know, it's kind of funny. Of all the times, now that we've lost, this past weekend, that was like a week ago whenever this guy was like, this trainer was like, well, it's just not healthy to lose that much. Well, it's not healthy, first of all, to carry it around. But second of all, it's not healthy to hear people talking negative around you and to let them get into your head and let them tell you something's not possible when it is. And it was funny. We were in Nashville, and we went into this one little store, and I forget how we got around to this conversation. I know it was. The guy was talking to my husband and recommending some local restaurants. And we said, well, we can't really do – there was this one he recommended that had, like, quote, home cooking. We know what that means. It's like fried food. And we said, well, we can't do that. We kind of need to have things a little healthier. And Harold said, yeah, she's just lost 55 pounds. And he said – so we're just kind of watching things. He said, well, you know, you don't need to be doing that. It's just not healthy. it's you don't need to worry about that. You look nice, and you don't need to be doing all that. You know, just love yourself. Just love yourself. And I was thinking, just love myself? I can't imagine saying that I loved myself to be 100 pounds overweight and to be not able to do anything, and to be frustrated, and to be in despair. That's not loving me. You know, sometimes I think people mean well, but there's a reason our culture is where it's at. It's because there's a lot of people who think it's okay. It's all right. You know, you look good and healthy. Well, no, you don't look good and healthy if you can't do the things that you need to do that are really healthy things to do, like walking. Like, you know, it's bad off cooking Christmas dinner, you know, where I've been. If I can't do those things, if I can't keep up with my kids, if I am too sick to see my grandchildren come and be born, and I think I would have been there if I hadn't have done it. We're not where we need to be. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are very negative, and it's funny to me. I remember when I first started trying to, you know, get everything going at the first of the year, someone said, well, don't you need to go to a doctor and see if that's healthy? If you should be losing, if you should be losing that much weight? Well, for heaven's sake, if I have to go to a doctor to find out if I need to lose 100 pounds, if it's healthy to lose 100 pounds, hello, are y'all hearing me? If I have to go to the doctor to see if it's healthy to lose it, that's crazy. I don't have much of a brain. No, I knew that there were a lot of things my doctors were seeing me for, and they should have all along said, Cindy, first thing you need to do is not take medication. The first thing you need to do is get that weight off. That weight is probably causing all your illnesses. The diet I was on was causing a lot of things that I, you know, many times when I thought I had stomach aches or when I was constipated or when I had diarrhea, and I'm sorry to say those words on the air, but whenever things like that were my reality for the day, many times now that I look back, it was my diet. I don't deal with all that now. I wonder how much of, you know, I know that sometimes we say, what was first, the chicken or the egg? But the depression, no wonder I was so depressed. Some of the foods I was eating were horrible for me. Caffeine, you know. You know, the first thing my doctor should have done is say, Cindy Rushton, no caffeine. Eat well. Eat well-rounded foods. What's your diet looking like? Are you resting? That's the first thing they should have done whenever they found out that I had depression, not just pop the pills towards me. Now, yes, those pills were necessary, and please take me right on that, but that the symptoms, the weight was part of it, and it was frustrating. And, you know, Annie says, you are loving yourself by doing all this for yourself. Absolutely. And, you know, that does bring me to a point I didn't even put on my notes, is it has to be for me. It had to be for me. At first, it was because I, you know, again, wanted to reach some of my business goals. I was going to, and that's another long story, but I remember the day I went in and I said to my trainer, no, you know what, this is actually going to be for me. And I remember thanking her that day. I said, you know, I'm just so thankful that you took me in, because I know as overweight as I was, as out of shape as I was, it has to be tough for a trainer to be training somebody like that, because people would think, wow, is that what she does? Is that the product she has? But I said, you know, I want you to know you're going to be very proud. When we get to the end, you're going to be very proud, because you're going to see that I'm going to get there. And I said, but I just thank you for doing this. And she said, you know, when I see people come in and they are as successful as you have been, but yet they are battling weight like this, she said, it's typically because you've took care of everybody else but yourself. And, you know, I look back, and, yes, I took care of everybody else, making sure everybody else was taken care of as best as I could, and yet kept neglecting myself, kept listening to the negativity around me, kept buying the lies, kept making the excuses until I was where I was. This year, no more. You know, I said I was going to tell you some of the things. I actually journaled this past weekend, and you know, I forgot to actually journal down all the things. And I guess that you have to know how I am. I'm not typically a person who will journal negative things, like, you know, things that I'm struggling with. I typically don't necessarily journal that. I may journal a prayer request before me and God, but I don't typically write about it until it's a past thing and we've conquered it and we've defeated it. But I didn't really write down the state my health was in when I began. And I kind of got to thinking about this weekend, and, you know, I told my husband, I said, I'm just going to write down some changes I've seen in the 50 pounds. And it's kind of interesting that this would be the topic this week that I'm talking about, is about getting fit and healthy. But let me just share with you some changes, because you may need these changes, or you may have already been there, but it may be time to really look at where you're at. But I feel so much better. I'm talking about the aches and the pains, the sickness and the no energy, all of that are not a part of my reality anymore. Just 50 pounds, or, well, actually 58 now. Just 50 pounds, that's the difference it made, with aches and pain. I want to tell you, I hurt just standing up washing dishes. My back would hurt. I was at a point last fall where I have long hair, and to wash my hair on Sunday morning and blow dry my hair and curl my hair and then have to go stand up in church for praise and worship and all the up and down that the churches do, and please forgive me if that sounds negative, because it's really not meant to sound negative, but hello, it was too much. By usually, before we would go to church, I would be hurting in my back. It would strain my back. Remember, I had a back injury a couple years ago, and it would strain my back. And then, by the time that I would get through with church, I would need to sit down and rest. No more. No more. That's different now. I remember one day in particular of doing all-day workshops with Talk a Latte, and I love doing all-day workshops. But I remember getting up, and literally my legs were hurting so much. It felt like, you know, it felt like maybe I was having some kind of major disease or major problem, because it almost felt like what your car door sounds like when it needs greasing up. It was that bad. No more. Energy, my goodness. I am stunned how much better I feel. that when I wake up in the morning, I feel good all the way to when I go to bed. Now, I'm not saying I don't get tired and don't need a nap here and there, because I do. But what I'm saying is the sickness, the feeling bad all the time is now gone. Also, I can go shopping and not get depressed buying clothes. This weekend, I can't tell you how that soaked into me, that they fit. They fit. I remember time and time again of going, and I would try to get a size I thought I should be in, and I'd have to go up two or three sizes, and how sad it was. I remember getting to a place, you know, by the way, you guys, this is down from size 22 to size 14 now. I am so excited. But I remember at 22 thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't go up even more. Where will I get clothes? That's where I was. But now I can go shopping. I don't get depressed buying clothes. They fit. Plus, guess what? I get smaller sizes than what I'm expecting to try on. This past week, I was just looking for a size 16, and they were too big. And I was like, oh, my goodness, could it be? And I went and got a size 14, and I just stood in the dressing room with tears falling down my face thinking, God, this is so good. And I know the year's not done yet. What could be by December? Just excites me. It's different. Also, I can be active. I can be active now. I can do paddle boats. I can worship as long as they want to worship at church. I can go shopping. I can go sightseeing. And I make it. I do it. I didn't think I'd ever be there again. Sex. I won't talk much about that in case you got kids listening, but yeah, I know, that's good too. Also, I can cross my legs. That's something I was excited. I told my husband in church Sunday, I leaned over and I said, I'm in size 14, crossing my legs. And he just started laughing. I said, it's too cool, isn't it? I am crossing my legs in a size 14. And he just started laughing at me. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of husband, my hubby and my kids, yes, my grown kids are very proud of me. I love it when I hear them talk about it. You know, like Harold the other night, he was talking to his mom and dad. He said something. He said, yeah, you wouldn't believe she's dropping the weight. It is just melting off. And I thought, well, it's actually, I am working it off. But, yeah, it was neat to hear him talk like that. You know, it was even neater was to hear my 19-year-old, she called me the other day and she said, hey, Mom, tell me if this is okay to eat. Tell me what the fat grams are in this. And I was like, wow, how cool is that? That Elizabeth doesn't have to sit and hear her mom talk about how I'd like to lose weight. She's seeing it. And as a matter of fact, I have to tell you guys something that was kind of funny. I guess it was about a month ago. We got back in town, and Elizabeth was, she had been taking care of my puppies while we were gone to San Francisco, and she came and she said, you want to go work out with me? I said, well, I need to go work out. And Harold was tired that day, just totally exhausted because he had to drive while I took a nap coming home from the airport, and we had had a red eye, and so we were exhausted. And anyway, the funniest thing, she said, well, let's just go work out. And on the way, she was like, Mom, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to smoke you today. And I just looked at her and I said, okay, what are we doing? And she said, well, how about we do an hour at the gym, and then we'll go do 30 minutes of walking, okay? You think you can handle that? I said, well, I'm pretty sure I can. And so anyway, we get in there, and I get on the elliptical. I said, come try the elliptical for a little bit. And I was doing my elliptical and then going and running. I would do half a mile on the elliptical, half a mile running on the treadmill, half a mile on the elliptical, half a mile running, and then I would go half a mile on the elliptical and then walk the rest of the time. And it's just where I was at the time. And she did she didn't quite do the half a mile on the elliptical, but she went and worked out. And I saw her, and so I'm still working out, and I do all that, all my stuff. And then by the time I'm back on the treadmill for the last bit, she said, you ready? You need to probably go eat. You need something to eat. And it was just funny. I said, but I thought you were going to smoke me. She said, we'll do that another day. In other words, I smoked her. And so anyway, it was so funny because they're proud of me now. In fact, Matthew was needing to cut some weight, and he called me to talk to me and ask me how to find Fat Grahams and how, you know, what choices, what he needed to buy. He was at the grocery store. He said, I need to know what I need to buy to take home with me. And I could actually tell him some things that were healthy because I knew them. You know, the other thing, I can see my body change. You know, goodness, I can tell you guys, God is a God who heals and he is a God who restores. When we will just step forward, and I haven't talked a lot about turning things over to God, because I want to tell you, for me, my weight gain was not about my relationship with God. My weight gain was about me not taking good care of myself. I was spending plenty of time in quiet time. I was spending more than enough time in Bible study. But this was an area where I didn't take the same amount of time to just go and take good care of my body. And God has made us to be triune beings, meaning that we are spirit, soul, and body, meaning that we can be godly, and we could even have our mind straight. That's something I have worked on for many years, is making sure that my mind was renewed, my mind was healthy. But we can still neglect our bodies, and it can inhibit us from being all that God wants for us to be. And yet, the minute that we commit in all areas, and some of you may be fine with your health, with your eating and your fitness, but it may be that you need to come back to the Lord and let the Lord renew your spirit and your mind. If we've got to give it all to God, but God is a God who heals and he restores any area that is broke. And I can see my body change, and my body's beginning to look more like who I really am, who I really am in my heart, who I really am, what God really sees in me. Our world couldn't see that for a long time, but now I and the world are beginning to see some change. Also, food is amazing. You know, for a long time, food was my enemy, or so I thought. I just thought it was the culprit, and it was part of it. Don't get me wrong. It was part of it. There are some foods that are still my enemy. I cannot have a fatty diet without gaining weight. I can't. It looks like it's going to have to be a lifestyle where Cindy has low fat, and, you know, even sodium, that was another thing I didn't even mention. Sodium was a big issue, too, for me. And it looks like I'm going to have to make that commitment for life that Cindy has a lower fat, lower sodium diet. But you know what? The food is amazing. You know, when you start cutting the fats, you get down to some carbs that are good, that taste amazing. The taste is so much more alive and varied, and it's so much more amazing. And you know, the other thing about food is another perk that I have, and it's that I don't leave every meal and every day feeling bad and guilty and defeated. Actually, I'm excited, I'm overflowing, I'm passionate, I am buzzing. I love finding fat-free foods, like for my snacks and stuff, or even when I was down at Destin, totally out of town, in a tourist trap. I'm telling you, Destin's about there. When we were in Destin, imagine my surprise when I ordered, my internet was not working right on my iPhone down there, because we have the newest phones, and I don't know if they're updated or what was going on down there. But anyway, my iPhone was not working real good there. And imagine my surprise whenever I actually did the numbers on mahi-mahi and found that it was 1 gram of fat. It cracks me up. It was fabulous. Probably the best fish I've ever had in my life. And yet, it was very light. Their veggies were amazing, steamed veggies. I loved it. And you see, I can find neat things whenever I'm out and about, you know, that are really a treat. It's a blessing for me. I love doing something hard, too. You know, like the elliptical. This past week, I had been doing a mile on the elliptical. I moved up, you know, from my couple minutes to my 5 minutes and finally to my mile. And I was doing my mile there and then going and doing my running for a mile and then walking for a mile every night. And I decided last week, I said, you know, I just want to see if I can double it. I want to see if I can do 2 on it. Because the elliptical, it really kicks my tail. And imagine when I did it. I said, oh, my goodness, I've accomplished. I felt such a sense of accomplishment that I just kept on going. Yeah, I had my praise music, and I was all in my praise music, not thinking about the pain. I did it. Well, even by the end of the week, I said, you know what, if I could do that, I'm so close to 30 minutes. Let me see if I can do 30 minutes. And that took it up to 2.5 miles. Well, Sunday night, I said, you know what, I just want to see if I could do 3 miles. And that was for 40 minutes. Do you know how exciting it was for me to accomplish that? Especially, let me go back in time, a couple months ago, when really put me on the elliptical, 2 minutes into it, I was literally feeling like my throat was closing up and I was dying. I was determined I must have been dying. And yet, whenever I accomplished the 40 minutes, 3 miles, I said, okay, we're not always going to be where we've been in the past. It's an accomplishment. I've conquered it. You know, I love it when I ran that first mile and made it through the whole first mile. That was powerful for me because I did it. This is the same person that just 2 years ago was flat on my back with my back hurting and hurting even when I was flat on my back. Could not live a day without my heating pad on my back. Do you know what I mean? I love being able to accomplish that. Also, when I trip or strain or twist, I don't get hurt and backtrack anymore, or at least I'm not down so long. The other day I kind of strained my knee, and I couldn't figure out what I did to make it hurt like that, and now I think it may have been my shoes were wearing out because I did change my shoes for my workout when I was running, and I cut back on my run. Another thing is I think it may have also been my pace. Because I was running faster, and I was running in the old shoes, so I think it was a combination of the both, but my knee was hurting. It was even hurting with my strength training. But you know what? Another day later, it was fine, because now I don't get down from things like that. I'm pushing on through it. My friends, today, I just want to challenge you that I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're at on the journey. You may be where I was in January, or better yet, even December. 100 pounds overweight and feeling like you don't know if you're going to be able to make it, feeling like you don't think you're going to be able to do the things you've always done. You may be very thin, and you may not be having weight problems, but you are really weak. You're not having energy. Today, I want to challenge you to join with me. You know, I'm right now on the countdown. I'm at 58 pounds, and my goal was 100. Which I'm probably going to go more like 110 to be at my optimum weight. But so that means I'm about halfway now, a little over halfway, 3 pounds over halfway. Why don't you join with me, and let's do this together. I'm not asking for you to pay money for anything. I'm not asking for you to do anything, but just let's challenge each other. Let's stay in touch, and let's help each other to keep spurring on toward the goal. I want to see you reach your goals, whatever they are. Even if you've been getting in shape and you've been healthy, it doesn't hurt for you to set the goal that's higher today for something. What is it? What is it you want to do? Meet those goals. Keep going for that. You know, my daughter was asking me the other day, she said, Mom, and this is something that really made me get real teary when I got away from her, but she said, Mom, do I have to get fat one day? I said, no, you don't. I said, you know, Elizabeth, if you go back in my life, it was choices I made. It was choices where I quit, where I didn't get help. It's where I put other things before my health. And, you know, I can do a lot of things, but I can't do a whole lot of things without good health. It holds me back to not have health. And I said, you know, nope, you don't have to. She said, people keep telling me. And you have to know, she's got an amazing figure. She is in amazing shape. And she said, people keep telling me that whenever I get older, I'm going to be fat. You just wait. I said, Elizabeth, it's your choice. It's all in your choice. It's not in your genetic code. It's not in your it's not in your family heritage. You may have a lot of that, but it can be that can be broke. It can be changed. It does, just because your parents have had health problems does not mean that you have to do that. Today's the day for you to choose. And you know, I told her that I will be there. I will be there cheering her on. I will hold her accountable. I want to see her be healthy. I want to see her be able to have as many children as the Lord will give her. I want to see her be able to be used by God in a mighty way to live out her life purpose. You know, if I want that for her, I definitely want it for me. What about you? Do you want that for you too? Let's do it. We can do it together. Well, you know what? I want to, real quick, because I've got 10 minutes, if you've got any questions and you're in the chat room, drop them in, and if I know how to answer it, I will. If not, I will just cheer you on. I know earlier someone was asking me, I think it was Sharon, was asking about where I was looking up the nutritional information, and it's at calorieking.com. I have that on my iPhone to where, like, if I'm out eating out, I can do a quick search on anything. Like, say I'm wanting to see how many calories or how many fat grams mahi-mahi has in it, I can easily pull out my iPhone and do a search and figure out how much I can eat, how much I, you know, should eat. With mahi-mahi, you could eat it for, you know, you could eat as much as you can stuff in your body, and you're going to be doing good. anyway, let's see if there's anything else I see here. Okay, and Sharon, I know that you're not here right now. She said to go because her husband was home for lunch. I'm glad you did tune in, and big hugs and congratulations. She said that she has been, I know that she and I have talked about this before, that she has been getting fit and healthy this year. And so I want to cheer you on and give you a big pat on the back and a big hug because I'm proud of you. Well, you guys, I don't see any other questions. If you have any, type them in, and I'll be sure to dig in. And, of course, that's if I know the answers. Jean Lee was, or is that Jeannie Lee? I hope I didn't say your name wrong. But anyway, she said, no late nights on the computer for me has helped. And she was talking about that. Amen. You know, I found that by burning the candle on both ends, there were several things that were happening. First of all, your body needs a certain amount of rest, especially if you're going to be active and work out. Your body needs that for your muscles to repair themselves. But not just that, you know, I find that if I stay up late, I don't feel like getting up the next morning. It's because my body knows it needs a little bit more rest, and I don't feel like getting up, getting going, and I sure don't have the energy, and I run out by midday. Now, I've been the world's worst on getting lots done at night, and this year I've just had to make a choice of which way I was going to go with it, of whether I was going to reach for my goals or whether I was going to stay up. And I've been actually cutting my business off early in the afternoon and setting myself a deadline and working really fast on the work I have to do, and setting myself that deadline is when work stops and I do only my family and my family life, my life. And so, you know, that's meant that I haven't finished the book this year. But, you know, next year's a different year. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very pleased to be finally accomplishing some of my other goals that have been just neglected for far too long. And, you know, I have a feeling that by next year I'm going to be feeling so much better. I'll have even probably more to write about. But anyway, well, you guys, I want to thank you for being a part of the Mom to Mom Radio Show. In case this has been your first time joining me, hey, you've got some treats. We've got a full website at MomToMomRadioShow.com, and you can check out all of our archives from our show right there at MomToMomRadioShow.com. I'm going to put the link in. Oh, thank you. Did I say your name? Is it Jeannie Lee or Jean Lee? I hope I'm not saying it wrong. Anyway, she said she's been trying to tell her oldest college student son to go to bed early. His waist is starting to puff out a bit. Know what I mean? You know what? I think people don't realize that there is a link there. And, you know, my son, he wasn't getting as much rest this year either because of all this training, and I really think there's a big link in that rest. I'm looking forward to him being finished with the training so he can get back on a life schedule and just take a little bit better care of himself, because I know for me, I am not good whenever. Okay, Jeannie Lee. Okay, gotcha. Good. I won't forget that. You know, with me, I can't do burning the candle on both ends. And first of all, I'm irritable, which is not a good thing. But being tired and sluggish and not being able to get things done, the workout's harder too. You know, all of that, just I can't do it anymore. And so, but yeah. Anyway, you guys, I want to see you guys stay in touch and keep me posted on how you are doing. If you need my email address, it is at cindy@cindyrushton.com. I am also at Facebook. Look up Cindy Rushton at Facebook. Let me get that link real quick. Here we go. Facebook.com, Cindy.Rushton, and become a friend there. And let's just stay in touch and keep spurring one another on. If you want to hear archives from our show, again, go to MomToMomRadioShow.com. There we have archives of our past five, almost 6 years. In January, we have our birthday party. I think we should have a big birthday party then for our birthday then. As a matter of fact, I think that's something I'm going to write down to plan. But we have our sixth birthday in January, and boy, we have covered a little bit of everything that encourages, inspires, and equips you for your calling as a godly woman. And so check our archives. You can check them there at MomToMomRadioShow.com. You can also see our archives here at Blog Talk Radio for the past, ever since this past January. Of course, there's so much at the website, you don't want to miss it. Also, if you'd like to get to know me better, get to know me at my website, CindyRushton.com. You can also find me at CindysDesktop.com. You can also subscribe to my e-zines. As a matter of fact, I have another one that I'm working on this afternoon for Homeschooling the Easy Way. And all you have to do to subscribe, our e-zines are free. And each week they include a free download. Tom Fertig gets going again this week. Last week I was going to write on getting fit and healthy, and I'll be a monkey if my week didn't get away from me. So I plan to get that done this week, and that, guess what, y'all have a heads up on what the topic's going to be. It's going to be some even more information than what I've shared today. But you can subscribe to either Time for Tea, which is for godly womanhood, or Homeschooling the Easy Way, which is just for homeschool mothers. And you can do that at my link, cindyrushton.com/subscribe.html. And I would love for you to join me there. And don't forget, make plans to join me here at Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. We record it every single week. And if you are registered here at Blog Talk Radio, just go to my front page here at Blog Talk Radio for our site and for our show. I'll put the link into the chat room. Just go there and make me your friend and make my show one of your favorite shows, and you'll get updates on when we are airing to help remind you. And if you miss it, by the way, if you miss our shows live, we have archives right after the show. Whatever they have to do to get it kind of back on and available, it will be available this afternoon, and we'll also have it posted to our website. And so make sure to stay in touch with us. Carolyn asked if I've been sending the e-zines the past few weeks. I haven't sent Time for Tea, but it's due to go out Thursday to get back going on my schedule. Homeschooling the Easy Way did have an issue last week, so don't miss that. We were talking about lessons to never miss when teaching your kids, and so that was kind of a heartbeat issue. And then this week we've got another great issue coming up that I hope to send out tonight. So if you're not on the list, all you have to do if you want to check to make sure you're on the list, just go to cindyrushton.com/subscribe.html, and if you're on the list, it'll let you know. It'll say you're already on the list, you're already subscribed. And if not, all you have to do is try to sign up and then look in your email, and it'll send you a notice. Now, some email accounts think that things are spam, so make sure that they're not going to your spam account. Make sure we're whitelisted for you. But anyway, well, you guys, I pray you have a super week. Go do something super special with your family today, and get fit and healthy. You don't just do it for yourself, although that's a very good reason. You do it for those that you love. So go out there and get fit and healthy, and I'll see you next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye. The music provided tonight comes from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out today at music.podshow.com.
The music you heard on this show comes from Highest Praise Productions, which produces and publishes modern worship, praise, and instrumental music from various artists and writers. Because their publishing company owns the rights to their music, they are able to release pod-safe music for increased exposure to the masses. Check out more of their music at www.highestpraise.com. And don't forget, while you're online, to check out our website, cindyrushton.com and momtomomradioshow.com. See you there.